It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. As Wisconsin gears up for budget season, state lawmakers and the Evers administration have a lot in the works this week. The Democratic governor and Republican leaders say they're having productive talks on possible tax cuts.
Republicans are advancing legislation to change the state's unemployment compensation system, and they're criticizing state agencies in the UW system after audits of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs.
Two WPR reporters join us now to help us keep up. Rich Kramer is following these issues as a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. Rich, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And Sean Johnson is WPR's Capital Bureau Chief. Sean, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with these unemployment benefit changes. Republicans in the Assembly working on this. What changes are they proposing?
You've got kind of a wholesale reworking of Wisconsin's unemployment system if the changes were all to be accepted. So you got a bunch of bills. One would, for example, make a person have direct contact with potential employers while they collect unemployment insurance. So that'd be an expansion of a current requirement that a person regularly look for work while receiving payments. It would also let people be removed from eligibility for unemployment if they don't follow recommendations from the state. Another bill would tighten the definition of workplace misconduct. So it could include stuff like unintentional misconduct, absenteeism, violating an employer's social media policy. People who get fired for misconduct can't receive unemployment benefits. Another bill would extend the statute of limitations for prosecuting people alleged to have committed unemployment fraud. So prosecutors would have more time to bring those charges against people. And then another bill would let employers report people to the state if they're receiving unemployment and turn down job interviews or offers.
So tightening up the system in a lot of ways, what have been briefly the arguments pro and con here?
I think for Republicans, this is something they have been doing, certainly pushing for under the Evers administration and kind of continues changes that they made under the Walker administration. They, by and large, say they're about getting people back to work, that they're kind of giving people a nudge to move into potentially a new career if they lost their job at, an old career. And then, you hear from Democrats that these are kicking people while they're down, that this is unemployment insurance that everyone pays into, basically, and people aren't doing anything wrong here. They are collecting it out of necessity. And that if Republicans have their way with all of these things, then, people would get kicked off, potentially no fault of their own.
Rich, let's turn to a story you're covering. Republicans on the state legislature's Joint Audit Committee accuse the UW system of failing to remove diversity, equity, and inclusion positions after this audit came out. Here's committee co-chair, Representative Eric Wimberger.
DEI abandons our pursuit of a colorblind society. Instead, DEI demands stereotyping so that the individual might properly interact with others in another group with cultural competency.
This is a long-running story, Rich. UW system previously had a deal with state lawmakers on DEI positions. Now this audit, now this hearing. Where do things stand now?
Well, that the deal still is in effect. And during that hearing, Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman told committee members that the UW has reduced the number of DEI positions to around 45. He said that a higher number in the audit for those positions is outdated because the audit was conducted a while ago. And he also said it's tough to measure because there's no really universally accepted definition of diversity, equity, and inclusion work. Throughout that hearing this week, Republicans on the committee seemed fairly skeptical of the answers they were getting from the Department of Wisconsin Department of Administration and the UW regarding DEI. But by the end of the hearing, Senator Wimberger said that he was encouraged, at least by the direction that the UW is heading in.
And did Senator Wimberger and other Republicans suggest or telegraph next steps? Hey, we don't like this. We're gonna blank.
Not really. There was just, they want follow-up. They want more answers from Department of Administration. And they said, you know, if we send you some questions in writing, will you send answers in writing? So they're clearly looking for more information. Who knows what could happen with the findings? They could, you know, use it to draft legislation aimed at paring back DEI initiatives further. So, you know, as people may know, as Eric Wimberger and others on the committee, Republicans in general, they're just not fans of DEI. They essentially call it a sort of rebranded discrimination. So they're looking to get rid of it.
WPR's own Rich Kramer and Sean Johnson are with us, rounding up a bunch of big state news stories this week. Sean, turning to the state budget, Governor Evers and legislative Republicans say, A, they're actually talking to each other, not a sure thing in recent years, and B, they're having productive negotiations on some kind of tax cut deal for the state budget. What are we hearing about how close they are?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how close they are, but I think just the very fact that they are talking is unusual in Wisconsin right now. I mean, you know, maybe 30 years ago, this would have been the way things worked when you have the legislature controlled by one party, the governor controlled by another party. It's not how they've worked under Governor Tony Evers, though, with Republicans in the legislature. In fact, I mean, you've heard sometimes from Speaker Robin Voss, the legislature's most powerful Republican, has kind of bemoaned the lack of face-to-face meetings with Governor Evers. So it sounds like what we know is that they feel like this is a real offer to reach out and talk, that this is not just a for show negotiation, you know, where the governor says, come to my office, and then they make a big show of it, but nothing happens. It sounds real based on what people are saying. And also the fact that when they discuss how these talks are going, nobody's really attacking the other side, which is, again, pretty unusual in Wisconsin state government.
Republicans had floated the idea of a separate tax cut bill, separate, I should say, from the state budget. Governor Evers, not so much. Is that a significant point of contention?
It kind of is, yeah, because when you pass a tax cut bill aside from the budget, and it's kind of a up or down vote, do you want a tax cut or not? You know, it makes it easy for Republicans to say, yes, vote for this. It's an easy call. Tax cuts are good. The governor's plan, the governor's contention is that you can't look at those things in isolation, though, because every dollar of revenue that the state loses because of a tax cut means a dollar of revenue that can't go to something that, you know, he wants to spend money on, like school funding, for example, or higher ed funding, or you name it. I mean, the governor has a pretty ambitious budget, and it requires money. And if you pass those tax cuts before the budget even gets started, you simply have less money to work with. So he is saying we have to do this as part of the budget. And, you know, Republicans were not so into that before. They seem open to it now. They seem like if we can do a tax cut, we'll do it in the budget. But, you know, again, whether or not that happens, still remains to be seen.
Rich, a while back here on Wisconsin Today, we talked to bipartisan co-sponsors of a bill in the state Senate to expand postpartum coverage for moms under Medicaid for a year. A vote on that now. What happened and where does it go from here?
So, yeah, this week the state Senate passed it. I mean, it was nearly unanimous. The only Republican that voted against it in the Senate was GOP State Senator Chris Kapinger, who had previously supported the same bill, or what was essentially the same bill. So that now goes to the state assembly. And for me, someone who's relatively new to covering state politics, not quite a veteran like Sean Johnson, it was pretty rare. It seemed rare to me to see almost a unanimous vote for something like a Medicaid extension of benefits.
The tricky thing, the sponsor said, was in the assembly. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss doesn't like this bill. I want to give a listen to when I talked to Senator Patrick Snyder, Republican. He said, hey, this could have political consequences for him and some others if it doesn't end up passing.
Some of us have very competitive districts. And this is something that I think is an 80-20 type situation as far as favorability. I think, and I even campaigned on this. So if this doesn't go through, I break a campaign promise it's going to be very hard to run again and try to explain to my constituents why this failed.
Rich, as this thing passed, were you getting a sense that especially Republican senators in favor of this were casting an eye toward the assembly chamber and what Robin Voss is going to do about it?
Yeah, they said it out loud. They said it point blank. So Senate President, Republican Mary Falzkowski, basically said, you know, sometimes it takes two sessions, three sessions, four sessions to get a bill passed, but we'll get the assembly there. So that's clearly what they've got an eye on. So whether he gets behind it, I don't know. Voss did say this week that he opposes the expansion, but he also said he has to talk with his fellow Republicans in the GOP caucus about it. So in theory, he could vote against it, and there could be enough GOP votes for the bill to pass the assembly. The question is whether Voss would let it get to a floor vote in that chamber.
And Sean, as we wrap up just in our last few moments, budget season, a lot of changes coming in federal funding from DOGE and the White House and possible changes in Congress. Do you see budget makers looking at that and saying, hey, is this going to affect our budget here?
With some stuff, they almost can't help but look to Washington. I mean, when it comes to funding Medicaid, for example, you know, known as Badger Care for a lot of Wisconsin residents, that is about 60% funded by the federal government. So you really can't do a state budget on that state program without knowing how the federal slice is going to come out. So they have to, by necessity, they have to be keeping an eye on Washington, and well, it could force them to delay final calls on some pieces of the budget like that.
We'll leave it there. Sean, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Rich, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
That's Rich Kramer and Sean Johnson from WPR's news team. You can keep up with their reporting and our entire WPR news crew. Follow it all online at WPR.org.